弟兄姊妹们平安。常常看到很多新来的人或是新受浸的，我们都非常高兴啊。非常非常欢迎弟兄姊妹能够来到神的家中。我想神的家之所以吸引我们，不光是因为有一些亲爱的弟兄姊妹在这儿。永远都是因为我们的主在我们的中间。想到万王之王、万主之主，他每一次都亲自与我们同在。我们需要被神开我们的眼睛，哈。当我们睁开的时候，我们就像雅各要发出惊叹。神真在这里，我竟然不知道。我想尼希米记告诉我们，耶和华的喜乐是我们心里的力量。对，当我们在这里唱诗敬拜主得到喜乐的时候，你发现我们里面说不出来的满足。那仇敌就是要我们的注意力一直看自己看自己看自己。仇敌就是一直叫我们感觉感觉感觉，都是活在自己的感觉里。而是如果我们来到神在这里，真是听见看啊神的羔羊。每一个遇见神的人，没有一个遇见神的人他不蒙福的。没有一个遇见神的人他不被改变的。没有一个遇见神的人他的价值不被提升的。星期五我去参加新来主，他们这个礼拜好多人，三十多个人挤在一个房间里面。我前面听他们这个对两个礼拜以前信息的回馈的时候，有一位新来到我们教会的姊妹分享说，她那天听了那篇信息以后，回家怎么样子操练哈。
A sister who came to our church recently shared how she practiced.
她讲到她自己身上有非常强的这个网络的捆绑。
She said she was great bound by internet.
他说他原来辞掉为了孩子辞掉了工作。他在哪里想到现在把孩子送走了以后，他就开始整天在网络上，一直到下午五点半。要先生下班了才发现所有该做的家事都还没有做。就是一直有一个很强的网络的捆绑在他的身上。所以他听了信息以后，回家就开始操练要怎么样子逃避试探。
So after she heard the message, she put into practice how to flee from temptation.
我上次说到要有自己的逃城，要为自己预备道路，可以逃完逃城啊。
So I shared last time, you have to have your city of refuge, your own refuge that you can escape to.
所以他就操练试探来的时候打电话或者去做别的事情。
So she practiced that whenever the temptation comes, she will call someone or do something else.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？当我听到弟兄姊妹做这样子的见证的时候
，You know when I heard such testimonies.
我的喜乐比你们夸我讲道讲得好不止十倍的喜乐。
My joy is so much more than when I hear you praise my sermon.
哎，我们真的巴不得神的儿女们听见神的话，我们就被改变了。
Because how I wish that when children of God hear God's words, they can be transformed.
我们听见神的话，把它当食物吃了，成为我们的生命，成为我们的力量。
When we hear God's words, we eat it as our food and our strength.
我们巴不得我们所听见的，我们不光听到，我们能够真正的行道。
Not only that we will be hearers of God's words, but we will be doers.
所以我真的很高兴，我觉得我们都好像是这个亚杜兰洞里面那些匪徒欠债的、心中窘迫的。
And then I feel so happy because we're just like mighty men of David before we were distressed, we're thieves and robbers.
当我们跟大卫跟了一段时间以后，我们都被改变了，成为神家大人的勇士。
After following David for a while, we all have been transformed into mighty men of David.
从卑贱变为尊贵，从软弱变为刚强。
From lowly to the noble, from weak to the strong.
弟兄姊妹，我们真爱耶稣哈。
How we love Jesus.
今天早上我继续要讲跟随耶稣的脚踪史。
Today I'll continue my message, follow Jesus in his steps.
上个礼拜我为耶稣所行的 神迹做了一个打结。
Last week, I concluded all the miracles performed by Jesus.
今天我回到讲耶稣所讲的比喻。
Today I go back to the parables said by Jesus.
有什么我们知道在圣经上很清楚、很具体的比喻？耶稣大概讲的有三十五六个。
We know that from the book of Gospel, Jesus said about 35 or 6 parables.
有人讲七十多个，那把很小的也把它当做一个比喻。
Some say more than 70, including very short ones.
但是你发现耶稣每一次讲一个比喻的时候，这个比喻一定有一个中心的信息。
But then we notice every time when Jesus said a parable, there will be a central theme for the parable.
所以当我们来看这些比喻的时候，我们就希望从里面能够抓到其中的中心的信息。
So whenever we read the parables, we want to grasp the theme of the parable.
那因为时间的关系，所以我这次把耶稣所有讲的比喻里面关乎祷告的，我把它集中在一起。
For the interest of time, I combined all the parables of Jesus about prayer.
因为很重要的一个目的是我们退休会马上大概十天之后就要来了。
One important purpose is that we will our retreat is coming in less than 10 days.
我觉得过去几年，尤其过去这两年，我觉得神的祝福一年比一年强烈而且明显。
We know that in the past years, especially these past 2 years, we see God's blessing getting more and more.
那我们很希望每一年神在我们身上给我们的祝福，在我们中间他的工作都比从前我们更往前去啊。
We hope that every year, we will see God's work more and more in our midst.
这个是需要借着教会的祷告的。
And it has to be done through prayers.
没有一个工作比祷告的工作更重要。
There's no service ministry more important than prayer.
像黎弟兄讲，他说我们能够为神跟为人做的最大的工作，那就是祷告。
Brother Watchman says the greatest service we can render to God and man is prayer.
我们可以爱一个人，我们可以为神家做这个做这个，但是没有一件事情比祷告更直接更重要。
We may love someone and do some things for this and that, but then nothing is more important than prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我常常讲说什么叫做祷告。
Oftentimes I said, "What is prayer?"
如果我们真看见什么叫做祷告的话，就没有一个基督徒不会祷告了。
Truly see what prayer is, that no Christian would want to skip.
我们需要神真的怜悯我们，让我们看见祷告的宝贵。
May the Lord have mercy on us so that we get to see the preciousness of prayer.
很多时候我们以为我们在祷告。
Oftentimes we think we are praying.
但是等一下我们会从信息里面看见，这个是不过在神的眼中是自言自语，根本不叫祷告。
But then we will see in the message, it might be considered just saying something to yourself.
真实的祷告是说到人和神在圣灵中相会并相交。
The true prayer is a divine encounter and fellowship of man and God in the Spirit.
人和神在圣灵中相会。
The encounter of man and God in the Spirit.
而且交通相交。
And have fellowship.
就是光这句话，如果我们真进去的话，我们就不会不祷告了。
If we can just get the reality of this statement, we will not skip praying.
祷告是与神相会。
To pray is to have encounter.
而我们底下跟神相交的时候，底下就带进神的行动。
As we start fellowship with God, we will see God's actions.
我讲民数记是，对不起，出埃及记第七章的时候，讲到以色列出埃及进迦南的路上碰到的第一个仇敌叫亚玛利人。
In Exodus chapter 17, during the exile of Israelites into the promised land, the first enemy they encounter is Amalekites.
讲到我们在神的旨意中、神的应许中往前去的时候，一定会碰到拦阻。像刚才于师母说的。
As we proceed in God's will and God's promise to us, we will encounter difficulties and obstacles.
而战胜亚玛利人的秘诀就在于摩西在山上的祷告。
The secret to overcome Amalekites is Moses' prayer on the mountain.
山上的胜败决定了山下的胜败。
The victory of the mountaintop determines the victory on in the battlefield.
看不见生活的胜败决定了我们看得见生活的生活失败。
Our invisible victory dominates and determines our visible victories.
你发现我们常常注意力都在解决我们眼睛看得见的问题。
Oftentimes we focus our attention try to solve the problems that we see.
健康出了问题，这个家庭出了问题，职业出了问题，我们都在解决问题。
We try to solve our health problems, family problems, our work problems.
但是圣经上让我们看见这么清楚的一件事情：山下的胜败不是约书亚决定的。
But the Bible clearly show us that Joshua's victory is not determined by Joshua.
乃是摩西在山上，摩西、亚伦、户珥三个人的祷告决定了山下的胜败。
But the prayers of Moses and Ur.
所以因为在那里说到摩西什么时候举手
the Bible says whenever Moses raised his hand and prayed,
约书亚就得胜
and then Joshua would have victory.
摩西什么时候把手放下来
anytime Moses dropped his hand,
亚玛利人就得胜
the Amalekites would have victory.
所以请弟兄姊妹注意听几下这句话，我不知道已经讲过了多少遍。
So please pay attention to what I'm going to say next.
真实的祷告一定有事情发生。
True prayer will for sure cause something to happen.
不祷告也一定有事情发生。
If we don't pray, something else will happen for sure.
真实的祷告，约书亚就得胜。
When we have true prayers, Joshua will have victory.
如果我们不祷告的话，你不要以为没事情啊。
If we do not pray, don't think that nothing will happen.
也一定有事情发生。
Something else for sure will happen.
请问是什么事情发生？
You know what else will happen?
亚玛利人就得胜。
The Amalekites will win.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要看见祷告是一件不是一件可有可无的事情。
So please see that prayers are not just optional.
哦，祷告是一件太严肃的事情。
It is very important and serious.
假装这是平面。
Say that this is a flat surface.
我们的祷告把我们带高，胜过仇敌。
And that this is a platform we stand on. As we pray, we are being elevated, and we will overcome the enemy.
我们与神同在，我们过得胜的生活，我们让神的旨意成就。
We will be with God, and we will live victoriously, and God's will come accomplish in our lives.
这是真实的祷告带给我们的。
And this is what a true prayer will bring us.
大家千万不要以为我不祷告，我还是在这个平面。
Please do not think that if we don't pray, we will still stay at that same level.
我们不祷告。
As we do not pray.
摩西什么时候手垂下来
？Anytime Moses dropped his hand.
什么时候亚玛利人就得胜
？And that Amalekites will win.
神的百姓就被击杀。
And the people of God will be attacked.
整个以色列就失败。
And Israelites will fail.
他们就不可能继续在神的旨意、神的祝福中往前。
And they could not proceed in God's blessing and will.
所以这是掉的不知道多深多深。
So we don't know how far they will fall.
所以你知道有祷告跟没祷告是天离地有多远，这就是它的不同。
So the difference between prayer and no prayer is the difference between heaven and earth.
所以我说，当一个人真看见祷告的重要的时候
，So if we truly see the importance of prayer,
他不会不祷告。
Then this person would not stop
praying. 他不能不祷告。
And then he has to pray.
他不敢不祷告。
And they're not to stop
praying. 摩西再累都要把手举起来。
So no matter how exhausted Moses was, he had to lift up his hand.
八十岁的老人家举不动的时候，亚伦、户珥在旁边一起帮着他举。
Moses was already in his 80s, so he needed assistance. So Aaron and Hur helped him.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们看见，我们不要讲别的，光讲这两件事就够了哈。
So just look at these two things.
真实的祷告叫我们与神相会。
True prayers will bring in true encounter with God.
真实的祷告让荣耀的事情发生。
And a true prayer will bring about something glorious.
这样子就让我们不能不祷告的。
So we cannot just ignore it.
好，所以我们现在一起来看我们今天的背诵经文啊，马太福音十八章十八节到二十节。
Let's look at our memory verse for today.
我们一起来读。
Read together.
中文、英文、广东话、上海话都可以。
Let's all read together in our own language.
哦，还有台湾话，对不起。十八节到二十节。
Verses 18 to 20.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若你们中间有两个人在地上诚心合意的求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。啊，十八节到二十节基本上把我刚刚讲的这两件事情也都讲出来。
Pretty much this passage summarizes what I just said.
真实的祷告叫我们进入神的同在，与神相会。
True prayer will bring us into presence of God so that we can meet God.
真实的祷告让神的旨意、让神的工作可以在我们中间进行。
True prayer will bring about God's work in our midst.
我们捆绑的天上就捆绑，我们释放的天上就释放。
Whatever we bind will be bound in heaven. Whatever we lose will be loosed.
而且他说，我们只要有两三个人同心合意祷告，父就成全。
Two or three agree on something together, the Heavenly Father will do.
有姊妹祷不祷告
？So do we want to pray now?
祷告哈，一定要好好祷告。
Yes, we ought to pray.
为着自己，为着自己的家，为着教会，为着这个国度，都要祷告。
Pray for ourselves, for our family, for the kingdom. We have to pray.
我马上，我们眼前就有一个退休会，要为退休会祷告。
The retreat is coming up, and we ought to pray for the retreat.
你发现祷告越深、越真实，带来的祝福就决定真实。
If we can pray more deeply, then the blessing will be more real.
啊，我因为时间的关系，我很简单的提一下这三个比喻的中心信息就好了。
For the sake of time, I will just briefly go through the themes of these three parables.
主耶稣关于祷告的比喻，他讲了三个。
So Jesus mentioned three parables.
我们很快来看一下《路加福音》十八章九到十四节。
Let's go over them quickly. First one, Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 4.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻，说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏，我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡至高的必降为卑，至卑的必升为高。请问法利赛人在这里所形容的自己，我不晓得我们比他好吗？
Look at the self-description of this Pharisee. Do you think we are better than him?
我们一个礼拜进食两次，所有所得的都能够捐得上十分之一吗？
We fast two times a week and give tithes of all our possessions.
我们常常离开家到圣殿里面去祷告吗？
Do we often go to the temple to pray?
啊，当时他们都是要到圣殿，要花代价，要花时间，要走路的。
At that time, they had to walk to the temple.
弟兄姊妹，你从外面看，这个法利赛人真的是很好的一个人。
So outwardly, this Pharisee looks pretty good.
但是在这里一个很严重的问题，就是这个人太不认识自己，也太不认识神。
But the serious problem is that this person does not know about himself or God.
这个缺乏第一手真实的认识。
This person lacks first-hand knowledge.
让他的祷告在神的面前毫无果效，如同无有。
So that his prayers are futile as if nothing.
圣经上主耶稣明明说他们两个都到殿里面去祷告。
Yes, the Lord did say that both of them went to pray.
但是你发现很有意思的，圣经上这里讲到法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告。
But yet, interestingly, the Bible says the Pharisee standing and praying within himself.
换句话说，从神的眼中，神根本不听这个祷告，神也不想听这个祷告。
In other words, in God's eyes.These do not count as prayers, and God does not want to hear these prayers.
他不仅仅不认识神，不认识自己，他也不认识祷告。
Not only that, he does not know about himself or God or even prayer.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在祷告的事情，第一件事情要知道，我这个人需要祷告。
So the first thing we ought to know is that we need to pray.
所以，当这个人来的时候，你发现他根本不是祷告，他是控告。
So, as you can see, this person, he's not praying, he's actually accusing.
他说我不像别人，我也不像这个税吏。他在这里一直在这里讲别人不好，别人不好，别人不好。
He says that I'm not like this person, and I'm not like this tax collector. So he's condemning and accusing others.
然后他又很懂得欣赏自己。你看，我会十一奉献，我每个礼拜进食两次。
And he really admires himself. He said, "Look at me, I fast twice a week, and then I give tithes."
弟兄姊妹，我决定相信我们在座的人都不会这样子讲话哈。
I'm sure none of us here would say something like this.
啊，但是我们只是换一个方式啊，换汤不换药。
But we might be doing the same things in a different format.
啊，你看我们常常花了很多的时间，不是用来祷告。
Oftentimes we spend a lot of time not on praying.
啊，我们不管说出来也好，心里面想也好，你看那个弟兄多骄傲。
We might be saying or saying within our hearts, "Look at how."
哦，你看某某姊妹多不顺服。
Oh, this sister, she's so disobedient.
啊，你看某某传道人多没有恩赐。
Look at this preacher, he lacks gifts.
你看余弟兄同一个故事讲了好几遍。
Look at brother Yu, he keeps saying the same stories over and over.
啊，或是哎呀，这个教会很没有爱心。
This church lacks loving heart.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹在我们的讲话跟思想里面是不是很多很多都是 negative 的。
I don't know, in our thoughts and in our minds, are we always tend to be negative?
然后 positive 的常常是我们自己。
And then we say something positive.
啊，我虽然黑，却是秀美。
Even though I'm dark, but I'm very beautiful.
这个我虽然比不上你，但是我怎样？
Maybe I'm not as good as you, but then I have some other strength.
啊，虽然我薪水比你低一点，但是我对公司的贡献比你多多了。
Maybe my salary is lower than yours, but then I have greater contribution to the company.
啊，我虽然波饼不祷告，但是我比你们都爱主。
Even though I did not pray at the communion, but I love the Lord more than you.
弟兄姊妹，这个人他不认识祷告是人要来到神的面前。
This person did not know that when we pray, we actually come before God.
所以他把祷告当作是一个宗教的一个活动，一个敬虔的行为，就是。
So he just considered prayer as a religious activity or some godly thing to do.
他不仅仅不认识自己的败坏，而且他根本不认识祷告叫什么。
Not only that, he does not know about his corruption. He does not know what prayer is.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要来到主的面前，要在这个比喻里面，我们要学到一件事情。
So we need to learn one thing from this parable.
祷告居然是我这个罪人来到神的面前。
Prayer is me, a sinner coming to God.
是的，就算我们没有像税吏，没有像这些行淫乱的，就像没有像这些别人勒索的，但是我们这个人在神的面前，我就是一个罪人。
Even though we might not be as bad as tax collectors, prostitutes, thieves, but we are sinners.
我居然能够来到这么伟大圣洁的神面前。
How can we come to this great and holy God?
你们有没有想过哈，这个如果全世界所有的这些 G8、G12 的这些国家领袖哈，这种美国总统、英国首相、中国国家主席，所有这些最高峰的人。
Have you ever considered if all the leaders of the top countries in the world, G8, G12, gather together.
当他们聚在一起的时候，
if all the leaders of these nations gather together,
突然有一个人进来，
and all of a sudden someone came in.
他们全部跪在地上向他下拜，
and then they all bow to this person.
那你就想到这个人进来更不得了。
So you will know this is somebody.
目前世界上没有这样子的人，就是。
So far, there's no one in this world like that.
但是你要知道，当耶稣降临的时候。
But do you know that when Jesus comes,
圣经上说他是万王之王，万主之主。
The Bible says he's the King of the Kings, the Lord of the Lords.
你所有可以想得到历史上所有的伟人。
You can all the great person people you can think of.
没有一个人不向他屈膝，不向他跪拜的。
No one will not bow down to him.
而那天就在那么荣耀的一个场合里面。
But in that glorious assembly.
好，神在这里叫教员到我面前来。
And then God says, summons our brother Jeff.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得教员你说怎么想法。
I don't know how brother Jeff would react.
而且这位就是我们平常所说的我最亲最爱的耶稣。
That person would be the one that we love dearly.
你有点搭不上边哈。
Somehow you just cannot make the.
你想怎么可能在那个场合我会出现？所有其他人跪在地上。
You just cannot imagine that you will appear in that scene when.All other great people are bowing down.
主就是这样子看重我们在座的每一个人。
And this is how much the Lord values.
而我们今天的祷告就是这么荣耀，天使羡慕得不得了。
And our prayer is just really that glorious.
所有的天使低头不敢看主。
All the angels dare not to gaze into the Lord.
但是我们却可以坦然无惧地来到神的宝座前。
But they envy us. We can come boldly before the throne of grace.
因此呢，所以你要知道，每一次当祷告进行的时候
，So you have to know that every time when there is a prayer going on,
整个万有寂静的。
That the whole universe stands still.
所有的天使羡慕我们这样子的罪人，居然可以大摇大摆的到神的面前。
All the angels will envy that sinners like us can come before God boldly.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件荣耀的事。
But this is something very glorious.
我要认识自己不行不配，哪里有这样子大的荣耀？
We have to recognize that we're so unworthy. How can we have such glory?
所以你看，在这里有两个人都觉得自己在祷告。
So here, two people are praying.
一个里面充满了骄傲，充满了自义，他不认识神。
One person is full of pride and self-righteousness. He does not know God.
所以主耶稣说，这个人根本是自言自语。
So Jesus says that this one is just praying with himself.
英文说他 trust in him, trust in themselves, 就是他们自己仗势欺人哈，自己觉得自己不错。
If they trusted in themselves, then that they were righteous.
但是神却寻找那些心灵忧伤、痛悔、谦卑的。
But actually, the Lord is seeking those who are broken-hearted and contrite.
啊，这是我们第一件事情要知道的。
So this is one thing we ought to know.
然后你就发现一个人是自言自语。
That one person is praying with himself.
一个人是真正的来到神的面前。
And another person truly come before God.
你发现在这里用形容词形容这个罪人，他远远的站着。
And look at how the Bible describes this sinner. He stands far away.
连举目望天也不敢。
He will not even look at heaven.
他甚至捶着胸。
Even beat his chest.
请问，如果不是他有来，他自己觉得他是来到神面前，他为什么会有这些表现？
Why would he do something like this if he did not know that he was coming before God?
有一次有一个小学班上有一个人，这个带的东西不晓得是小收音机还是手表掉了。
once an elementary school student lost something he brought to school, maybe a radio or a watch.
老师把全班全生都叫在一起。
So the teacher gathered all the students together.
然后就非常生气的说：“你们到底有谁偷了他的东西？”
And then the teacher was angry and asked, "Who stole the thing from the kid?"
如果你们不诚实不交出来，被发现的话，要从学校开除的。
So if you are not honest and you got caught, you would be expelled from school.
然后那个老师就很严的眼跟这样子扫遍全班。
And then so the teacher gazed around the students.
我眼睛太小了，你们感受不到那种压力。
Sorry, I can't give you the sense of the pressure that the students were feeling.
然后你发现班上就有一个人一直低头不敢抬头。
And then there was a child who was there not looking at
him. 对不对？他自己心虚。
Because he was feeling guilty.
他犯罪。
Yes.
他不敢抬头。
They're not to look at.
现在小孩厉害得很，他照样看你，没事的。
But nowadays, children seem to be very sneaky. They can look at teacher without feeling guilty.
我讲的故事，我们那个时代的。
So this story happened when we were young.
所以，当一个人自己心虚，自己知道自己错，当他来到圣洁神面前，他会有感觉的。
So if a person is feeling guilty and self-conscious, then he will have this sense of guilt when he comes.
所以，这里形容的三件事情都让我们看见，这个税吏其实知道他是来到神面前祷告。
So from this descriptions, we get to see this tax collector knows that he was coming before God to pray.
所以他远远的站着，不敢靠近。
So he stands afar off.
他甚至连举目望天都不敢。
He would not even look at heaven.
他为了他的罪痛苦的捶着胸。
For his sins, he bitterly beat on his chest.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们在主面前第一件事情要认识，我们是来到至高者的面前。
So the first thing we ought to know is that we come before this Most High God.
就让我们的祷告更谦卑、更真实。
Our prayers can be more real and more humble.
所以，如果我们不觉得需要祷告的话，其实我们已经不小心掉进法利赛人。
So if we do not feel that we need to pray, we actually have fallen into the state of being a Pharisee.
因为好像我们不觉得我们身上有问题需要被神来洁净。
Because we don't feel there are problems with us that we need to be cleansed by God.
第二个故事。
Second story.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
第五节到第八节。
Verses 5 through 8.
我们多读一点，读到十三节，我来读。
I'll read to you.
耶稣又说：“你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去，说：‘朋友，请借给我三个饼，因为我有一个朋友行路，到我这里来，我没有什么给他摆上。’那人在里面回答说：‘不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他。”但因他情迟迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。这个英文是说 ，as many as he needs。我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋反而给他蝎子呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？啊，这是主耶稣关于祷告的第二个比喻。
This is the second parable about prayer. Jesus said.
啊，我想刚才的那个比喻重点是讲到要存心谦卑的向神祷告。
The thing of the previous parable is that when we pray, we ought to pray with humility and sincerity.
请大家注意，我不光讲说要存心谦卑的祷告。
Not only that we have to pray humbly.
而是要存心谦卑的向神祷告。
But we pray humbly to God.
因为很多时候我们不是向神，是自言自语，就是。
Oftentimes we don't pray to God, but we just say something to ourselves.
第二个比喻，它的中心的 message, 中心的信息是告诉我们，祷告需要情迟迫切的直求。
So the theme of the second parable is that when we pray, we ought to pray persistently.
尤其是我们在爱中为着人的需要、人的蒙恩。而呼求的时候
，especially when we cry out for grace and for salvation of those we love。
啊，在这里讲到有一个人朋友突然半夜来他家，家里面没东西吃啊。
So here a friend of a person came to him at midnight and there was nothing to eat at home。
我想现在的孩子们或是现在的人都会想，怎么会呢？家里面总有吃的哈。
I'm sure nowadays you would think, how is it possible that there's nothing to eat at home？
这个我们这个时代是丰富太多了。
nowadays we learn in such abundance.
但是那天来的时候，半夜来，行路已经这么累了，而且晚上才到。
But that day the friend came after a long journey and arrived at midnight.
然后这个人发现家里面没有东西可以吃。
Person found that there's nothing for him to eat.
他心里面充满了亏欠。
So he felt kind of guilty.
而且他能够进入他朋友的感觉，整天行路，到半夜才到。
He can understand this, his friend must be very tired.
可能饥寒交迫，非常疲倦。
He must be very tired and hungry.
所以他也顾不得面子，就到隔壁家去敲门。
So he would put down, he would not feel, put away his face, put down his face and ask for bread.
可能怎么敲门都没有人理啊。
Right, knock, no one answered.
终于有人听到了。
And finally, someone heard him.
然后问他什么事情，
他
就告诉他说：“我朋友需要这个。”人家一听可能很生气，不理他。
And then he explained, "Oh, my friend needs this and that, and then his neighbor is probably angry at him."
要我们哈，可能就走了，对不对
？If we were him, we'd probably just leave.
那弟兄姊妹，我们读比喻的时候，我一再的讲哈，你永远不能够把比喻当做绝对的真理，每一个细节都把它真理化。
I explained to you before when we interpret parables, we cannot spiritualize every single subject in the parable.
主耶稣讲每一个比喻都是因为有一个中心的信息要 deliver 要传递，这个是我们要注意的，不要去把细节都真理化。
When Jesus taught parables, he had a central theme to express to convey, but we do not need to spiritualize every single subject in this.
所以你不要把我自己的意思读到圣经，是要把圣经的意思读出来，这是释经学关键的这个中心原则。
So we ought to read the theme from the Bible, but not put our own thoughts into the Bible. That's number one principle in human.
所以你不要觉得主耶稣怎么搞得这么不懂礼貌。
So please do not think that Jesus was so impolite.
哦，主耶稣怎么会这样子教导别人去这样赖皮呢？硬要跟人家要吃的。
How could Jesus teach someone to keep asking shamelessly?
然后你也不要把现代的这东西读出来，说，哎，主耶稣为什么不到夜市去买一点呢？或7-Eleven24 hours呢
？And then please do not interpret with our own understanding. Why doesn't Jesus go to 7-Eleven or night market?
主耶稣就在这里强调，有一个人他在需要中，然后他的朋友不能够提供满足他的需要。
What Jesus is trying to emphasize here is that here's one friend in great need, and then his friend cannot satisfy his need.
然后他在爱的里面，他进入了他朋友的需要，他去为他去祈求。
Because of love, he understood his needs and then went on his friend's behalf to beg to ask.
这个爱让他在遭遇到拒绝、挫折的时候，他仍然不放弃，甚至情势迫切的祈求。
This love is so great that even after being rejected, he will pursue and continue to pursue.Persistent continue to beg.
我就在想，圣经上关于祷告的教导很多哈。
There are actually many teachings about prayer in the Bible.
那主耶稣难得举个比喻关于祷告方面的。
And Jesus very few times talk about prayers.
他为什么要举这样子的例子呢
？Why would he give such an example?
我觉得今天就是今天摸着了很多神的儿女们在祷告中不够认真、不够迫切。
Probably because a lot of times the children of God.They do not persist in their prayers.
我们常常就是一种公式化的，或是表面上的有一点的交托注视了。
Probably we just do it out of formality or a sense of responsibility.
我们缺少那一份的真诚，那一份的迫切。
We lack that urgency and a sense of burden and sincerity.
就像我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲的，很多的聚会，尤其是祷告会，常常缺少的那一把火。
Just as I often share with you, somehow we lack fire.In many meetings, especially in prayer meetings,
到处都有聚会，到处都有祷告，到处都有这个唱诗，但是常常觉得神儿女们缺少一种 passion， 一种火在我们的里面。
Yes, there are prayers, there are meetings, and there are worship everywhere, but oftentimes we lack this passion of fire.
我好久没带诗了。我听说站在上面带诗，看最后面的人都常常都是面无表情的唱歌哈。
I haven't led worship for a while, but I heard that when song leaders stand up here and lead worship, they often see.Without any expressions.
所以有一次我不需要讲台，我就坐到后面去了。
So once I didn't have to preach, so I sat at the back.
然后唱诗的时候，我就是用我正常的声量唱歌。
So when we sing songs, I just sing with my normal voice.
哪里晓得我前面好几排的人都回头看这是谁
？To my surprise, many people in front of me just turn around to see who the this person is.
我居然成了旷野的呼声了。
Because I became the voice in the wilderness.
怎么后面好几排就我一个人声音唱，他们都在回头，我在想我是不是唱错了。
I was about the only person singing in the back. Oftentimes I felt self-conscious. Did I sing it wrong?
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们敬拜神，我们唱诗，我们祷告，缺少火啊。
Brothers and sisters, we lack the fire and passion when we worship God.
弟兄姊妹，没有动情，没有真正动到我们里面的这个真诚。
We did not use our passion and our heart.
所以这个祷告主耶稣教导我们，祷告一定要有火，要有 passion， 要有爱，要有这个迫切。
So the Lord is teaching us that we have to pray with sense of urgency, with passion, with love.
要有真实的负担在我们里面。
That was a true burden in our.
那你说这个负担从哪里来？
I ask, where does this burden come from?
那你说于弟兄，我也常常祷告，可是我里面没有感动，没有感觉。
I said, brother, you, I often pray, but I don't feel anything. I don't feel
我就缺少那个负担，怎么办
？I lack the burden, so what should I do?
有没有这样的问题在的
？Do you have this issues?
就这么少人有这个问题啊
？Only few of you.
那个刚刚于师母报告，或者我们轻松报告，或是谁报告，说要为退休会祷告，你会觉得哦，好，为退休会祷告。
When you heard the announcement and then say, okay, pray for a retreat, do you just feel, okay, pray for the retreat?
但是没有一个东西抓住我们为他祷告。
Because there's nothing that lay hold of us that we have to pray for.
跟你那个儿子现在正在医院里面急救，几次都救不起来，医生准备放弃，我们迫切的祷告，那是差远了哈。
So it's very different if your child is in the emergency room and the doctor is about to give him up.That you will pray, and that would be very different.
有一次，我跟青松、新芳，我们跟医生，我们赶到医院，一个一岁多的小 baby， 急救几次，医生都要放弃了。我们叫他再救一次，哎，我们都迫切的祷告，亲自迫切的祷告。
Once I went with Sister Nancy and Brother Stephen and Shirley to an emergency room, and this little girl, about 1 year old, she was about to be given up by the doctors, and we kept begging the doctors, one more chance, one more chance.
为什么我们负担不够
？Why is that we don't have the burden?
弟兄姊妹，我们没有进入到那个真实的需要里面。
Because we did not feel the need.
我们缺少爱去了解这个需要多么的深刻，多么的重大。
We lack the love to truly understand how great the need is.
然后另外一件很重要的事情。
Another important thing.
就是因为我们忽略了我们的祷告会让事情发生。
We fail to realize that our prayer can actually cause something to happen.
如果我们真相信主耶稣在马太福音十八章给的应许，我们的祷告。地上捆绑，天上捆绑；地上释放，天上释放。
If we truly believe Jesus' promise in Matthew chapter 18, that when whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever we lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
我们就会愿意来祷告，因为知道事情会发生。
We will want to pray because we know something will happen.
就算它没有马上发生，我们仍然知道神听了祷告，神 take over， 神负责了。
Maybe it does not happen right away, but we will be assured that God has taken it over and He's responsible.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，所以主耶稣讲完了以后，就说：“因为他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。”
And Jesus concluded, because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
所以神的单言
，So God's delay,
一方面是在考验我们的信心
，It's actually probably a test of faith.
一方面是在显明我们 要不要那个迫切感是不是真实的。
Also to reveal how urgent we are.
这个人可能就是真的懒得起来不想给他不想晚上起来 开门。
This neighbor probably is very lazy and he did not want to get up and open the door.
但是主的单言常常就显明了我们对这件事情够不够认真够不够 serious.
But yet the delay of the Lord oftentimes exposes and reveals how serious.
当他情辞迫切的祈求的时候，主说他就要起来，照他所需用的给他 ，as many as he needs。
Then the Lord says, because of his persistence, he will rise and give to him as many as he needs.
然后完了以后，主耶稣有一个很重要的教导，请大家注意读下一段话啊。
Then the following passage is a very important teaching.
主耶稣就说：“我又告诉你们。”
So I say to you.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. And knock and it will be opened to you.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives; he who seeks finds; and to him who knocks, it will be opened.
你们读这段圣经有没有觉得很奇怪
？When you read this passage, do you feel it's kind of strange?
他的问题跟他的答案是一样的。
Because the answer to the question is the same as the question.
有没有人注意到为什么
？Has anyone noticed why?
年轻的孩子们，你们反应比较快，要不要告诉我？
Young people, do you know why?
主耶稣的 question 跟主耶稣的 answer 是一样的。
Why is that? The Lord's answer is the same as the Lord's question.
Ashley, 你要不要告诉我为什么？
Ashley,
不知道。还有谁可以告诉我？
Anyone else?
大人有没有人知道？
Father, adults.
你看主耶稣很奇怪哈，主耶稣说：“我告诉你们，凡祈求的就给你们，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。”因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们有没有觉得很奇怪？
Kind of、
啊、就像你家 有人问你说，为什么太阳从东边出来？因为太阳从东边出来。你们有没有觉得很奇怪？
Kind of
为什么拿鸡蛋碰石头，鸡蛋一定会破？因为拿鸡蛋碰石头，鸡蛋会破。
Why do you knock the egg on the stone and then the egg will crack? It's because when you knock the egg on the stone, the egg will crack.
啊，就是因为这件事情太容易明白了，而且所有的经历都可以见证这是一个事实，所以不需要去用理性去解释。
It's because this is so easy to understand. All our experiences can testify. Therefore, it needs no more explanation.
啊，你不要去讲说为什么鸡蛋碰石头鸡蛋会破，因为这个石头的硬度是怎样怎样，然后不同的石头这个美国的石头、加州的石头跟亚洲的石头，它的硬度分别是多少，然后鸡蛋的硬度是多少，就当两个相碰的时候会发生什么事情，你不需要去用物理去解释它。
See, just like you don't have to explain why when the egg cracks hits the rock, the egg will crack because it's because of different hardness of the surface and stuff like that with some physics laws.
你就拿个鸡蛋去碰一下嘛，你自己就知道了。为什么鸡蛋碰石头鸡蛋会破？因为鸡蛋碰石头会破，不是你试试看。
Why is that when you hit an egg on the rock, the egg will crack? If you don't believe it, just try it.
好了，为什么寻找的就给你们，叩门的就开门？啊，这个，你自己去试试看。
Why is that when you ask, it will be given to you, and if you knock, it will be open.
这是主耶稣，主耶稣讲这个比喻的这个目的。
This is the purpose of this parable.
所以在这样子的一个应许的底下，结果我们讲完话，我们忘记了我们的祷告，所以主常常没有成就。
So even under such promise, we oftentimes forget to pray. That's why a lot of our prayers leave unanswered.
有人说我们很多人的祷告就像那个淘气的小孩子，跑到别人家按了电铃以后，然后就溜掉了，人家来开门看不到你。
Some describe our prayer as a naughty child go to their neighbors and ring the doorbell and then leave right away. So when the person opens the door, he does not see the child.
那虽然我们的祷告不是淘气，我们是真正按铃，但是我们按了主的铃以后，我们就走了。等到主来 answer 的时候，我们已经不见了。
Maybe we're not as naughty when we pray, but then we're just like that little boy. After we ring the doorbell, we leave. So when the answer of the prayer comes, we're not there to receive it.
而且主耶稣接下来讲。
And then the Lord follows.
他说：“你们中间有谁做父亲的，儿子求饼给他石头，求鱼反而把蛇给他，求鸡蛋反而把蝎子给他。”
If a son asks a bread from any father among you, would he give him a stone? And then ask for fish, would he give him a snake? And then ask for an egg, would he give him a scorpion?
主说：“你们虽然不好，这中文是翻译的很客气哈，英文是说虽然你们 evil， 你们还会拿好东西给儿子。”
The Lord says, "If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children,
那何况天上的父岂不是要把更好，要把圣灵给我们
？How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?"
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真看见祷告能够带给我们真实的祝福
，If we know that our prayers will bring about true blessings,
甚至有时候常常是远远超过我们所要所求的
，Oftentimes far more than we ask.
我们要的可能是身体病得医治。
We might ask for physical healing.
哪里晓得借着这样子的祷告，我们却得到了属灵的医治。
Without knowing that through such prayer, we will also receive spiritual healing.
我们要的可能是找到一份工作。
We might ask for a job.
哪里晓得经过这一连串的这个试炼跟祷告之后，我们的信心大增。
Without knowing that after going through the process, our faith greatly increased.
我们祷告可能是为了这个不顺服的孩子，希望他能够顺服。
We might pray for obedience of child.
哪里晓得经过了一段风浪之后，神把我们跟孩子之间属灵的关系、爱的关系建立的这么深刻。
Without knowing that after going through the storm, the Lord actually built a very intimate spiritual relationship with our children.
更重要的是，在我们祷告的里面，我们得到了圣灵。
But more importantly, that we get hold of God in our prayers.
很快的第三个比喻。
Okay, now the third parable.
路加福音十八章第一节到第八节。
Luke chapter 18 verses 1 through 8.
耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。这是讲这个比喻的目的。主耶稣迫急讲出来了。
So now, at the beginning, the Lord already said this thing that He wanted men to always ought to pray and not lose heart.
他说：“我城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。那城里有个寡妇，常到他那里说：‘我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。’他多日不准，后来心里说：‘我虽然不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这个寡妇烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来缠磨我。’主说：‘你们听这不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼吁他。”他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快的给他伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇得上世上有信德的吗？或者说有信心的吗？在这里，主耶稣很清楚的告诉我们，祷告要凭着信心，而且不要灰心。
The Lord clearly says that when we pray, we ought to pray with faith and not lose heart.
他甚至用一个不义的官做例子。来讲到连不义的官到至终都会为寡妇伸冤。
Even choose an unjust judge as an example, even he will avenge the widow.
更何况这位充满了公义慈爱的父神。
Then how much more this just and loving father?
他难道不会为我们伸冤吗
？Will he avenge us?
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上有一个对头，就是撒旦。
Yes, on earth we have an adversary that is Satan.
他常常欺负我们，常常伤害我们，常常偷窃、杀害、毁坏，在这里破坏我们。
He often attacks us, destroys us, and hurts us.
所以我们要到主的面前去祷告。
So we ought to go to the Lord to pray.
要神为我们伸冤啊
！So that the Lord will avenge us.
把所有仇敌的工作为我们 undo， 然后除去魔鬼的咒诅。
That He will undo all the works of the enemy.
在我个人的身心灵里面。
In my heart and my.
在我的家里面。
In my family,
在我们的教会里面
in our church,
甚至在这个弯曲背谬的世代里面
in this generation,
我们需要有一些人到神的面前去祷告的
we need people to go to God to pray
连不义之官被人 trouble 被人烦扰到最后他起来为寡妇伸冤
even an unjust judge will avenge widow after being troubled for a long time
主就在这里讲说何况我这位伟大的神公义的神慈爱的神
and then the Lord says let alone this great loving just God
好弟兄姊妹我们一定要在主的面前求神帮助我们
so may the Lord help us
所以连地上的人对不义的官都还有这样子的信心
Even some person will have such hope for an unjust judge.
何况神的儿女们对这位伟大的神
Let alone children of God to his Father in heaven.
其实当我在预备要讲什么例子的时候
When I was trying to prepare and think about which
example 我很自然地想起来我们这个会所要申请这个许可的时候我们送了12次的证件、啊、都被他们批回来都被他们打回来。
Then I remember during the process when we tried to apply for the CPU and then for 12 times and we got rejected.
你看我们每一次回来大家的祷告很多时候我们灰心对不对
So oftentimes we lost heart.
但是居然我们 submitted 了12次。
But yet we submitted 12 times.
第一年半的时间。
For a year and a half.
教会一再宣告24/7的祷告，禁食的祷告。
We continue to announce 24/7 and fasting prayers.
而至终当那天通过的时候
，Finally, when we got the permit.
哦，多少神的儿女们说太值得了，太值得了，这一路的辛苦太值得了。
Many children of God would say it was all worth it.
虽然从前风闻有神，如今亲自经历到神是听祷告的神。
Just before we heard about God answering prayer, but now we experience firsthand.
弟兄姊妹，这些的灰心，但回头再看的时候都有价值的。
Even those frustrations was worth it.
啊，因为在我们的灰心里面，我们就被神显明我们的情形，但是神却提升了我们。
Through being frustrated, the Lord exposed our condition, and then He lifted us up.
所以我们现在面临到教会要去退休会，我们请在座所有的小组、所有的弟兄姊妹，我们都一起开始好好为教会祷告。
So now we are about to go to our retreat. Let's all pray for the retreat.
啊，斯百克弟兄有一次在香港特会的时候，他说一个人祷告的度量，就说明他责任感的度量。
So once Brother Sparks mentioned that our capacity of prayer is an expression of our sense of responsibility.
一个人祷告的度量，常常就是他责任感最好的显明。
And so our capacity of prayer is actually the best expression of our sense of responsibility.
当我们为小组、为教会、为自己的家做父亲的、做教会领袖的、做小组长的，当我们在这里真正有责任感的时候，你就不会不为你的小组祷告的。
For a father or leader, if you really have a sense of responsibility, you will not stop praying for your family, for your small group, for your church.
你就不会为你的家人，不会不为你的家人祷告的。
You will not stop praying for your family.
所以今天的信息上有一个题目，就是如何把今天听到的信息用在这次的退休会上。
So one feedback question is how do you apply this message to our prayer for the retreat?
智慧称这个题目是 short and sweet 的问题。
So this is a short and sweet question.
所以请大家好好回家想，我们怎么样子把今天的信息用来祷告。
So please think about that. How do we apply this message to our prayer for the retreat?
我们为了在山上神给我们预备的。
So for what God will prepare and has prepared for us,
我们为了个人、家庭跟整个教会能够得到 100% 得到神给我们预备的祝福。
So that we as individuals and family and church will receive 100% what God has prepared for us.
要心思迫切的祈求。
We will pray with earnestly and persistently.
让所有心路疲乏、困倦的真的有饼可吃啊。
So that all who are weary and tired from journey will find bread.
让所有在这一阵子被仇敌 torture、被仇敌破坏、伤害的，能够得到神为我们伸冤。
So that all who have been attacked and hurt by the enemy will find revenge from God.
把所有仇敌的工作为我们去除，让我们个人、家庭、教会都能够在主的面前继续往前。
So that all the works of the enemy can be undone, and that we can continue to move forward in God's will.
我们唱一首诗歌647首。
Let's sing a song, 647.
我们唱一三四三节就好哈，复兴你工作主。一三四，我们请站起来唱。是请两三位弟兄姊妹带领我们有简短的祷告。 谢谢你到今天你仍然把祷告的权柄留给你的教会。到今天你给我们所有的应许都没有改变。我们仍然可以在祷告里面来与你相会，来与你相交。我们可以借着祷告与你同工，让你的旨意成就在我们中间。主啊，让我们真的是看见山上的胜败决定了山下的胜败。哦，我们隐藏生活的胜败决定了我们明显生活的胜败。让我们这个人就更多真实的在你面前屈膝来祷告。我们特别为着我们中间所有目前在难处在需要中的弟兄姊妹，我们特别交在主的手中。主，让我们借着祷告我们来得着你给我们的结局。让我们的生命被改变，让我们的关系跟你的关系也被改变。不让这些难处只是白白的消耗困扰我们，更不让这些难处破坏了我们与你之间该有的关系。主啊，祝福你的教会，让你的教会成为一个祷告的教会，也成为一个因着祷告而能够不断往前的教会。为了要来的退休会，我们特别仰望你。主啊，你就在今天感动所有还不能去的，让我们今天在截止的时候能够在你的面前做好决定。我们能够在山上一起朝见你，一起来敬拜你。谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.